That's right.
I'm practicing my Torah portion.
That's good. Would you really? Like to do it?
I want you to. Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah, do it right now.
Bereshit Barak Elohim Hashemayim Ve'ha'aretz Ve'aretz Ayta Tohu Vavohu Ve'hoshach. I can keep going. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another stunning, spectacular episode of your favorite podcast, Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. I am your host, Jake the Snake Rubin, alongside.
And I am your host, Jesse Sarowitz.
And I'm your other host, Alec Combs.
Now, who are we? What do we do? These are what the people are wondering.
We're well, Screenplay.
That's what we do.
The Improvised Movie. That's what we do.
That's
the,
what we do.
The beauty of a name. We improvise a whole script of a movie.
Or a
all
TV
the
show.
Settings. Our TV show. Well, it's a movie. It's we do a movie, but it's
based off of yeah.
Yeah, please don't ad-lib during my intro.
Right, it's improv, baby.
No, we improvise an entire movie based off of a real life movie or a TV show we have seen recently. We create all the dialogue, all the characters, every setting, every plot point, everything you would see or hear in a movie. And so what we do, again, like I said, based off a real movie or TV show, and this week is a Jake week.
It's a Jake week.
A Jake week, everybody. Hashtag Jake week. Hashtag tell your mama. Hashtag tell your mother. Hashtag tell your mother. Tell your mother. All right. So, what have I listened to?
That's
I don't know. What did you watch?
Well, what have I been watching? Well, I've been watching lots of things. I saw a movie called Firehouse Dog, but we're not doing that. I saw a couple other things, but we're going to be talking about a little ditty of a TV show called Succession.
Succession. Yes.
This is a show that was on HBO, HBO Max, or now Max. This show is about a powerful old money family that lives in New York by the Roys. There's the big Mama Roy, big Papa Roy, Logan.
Big Papa Roy.
Big Papa Roy, Logan Roy. He is the CEO of this company, Waystar. And yeah, and so essentially what the plot of the show is that it's Succession. It's about which one of his kids is going to end up succeeding him and taking over. There is a fun cast of characters. There is he has four kids. He has his eldest son is named Connor. He is he's kind of like the black sheep of the family. He really was involved in politics at a very young age. This is a reference to the show. He's always done his own thing. He's very spiritual. He married somebody who kind of doesn't really love him. It's like a whole thing.
Well, she's like a call girl.
She's a call girl. And he paid her to stick around. And then eventually he paid her to be in a relationship. And then he essentially paid her to marry him. And then there is next in the order is Kendall. He thinks he's the eldest boy. He's even shouted, "I am the eldest boy," but he is in fact not the eldest boy. He's like if looking objectively, you'd be like, "Oh, this guy's going to be the next one to be the CEO of the company."
Right.
But some shit goes down. Spoiler alert, he isn't and he doesn't become the CEO of the company. And next is Shiv or Shaban. She is the eldest and only daughter. I'm trying to I think it's more important to get a sense of the family than like talk about like episodes specifically.
I agree.
Yeah, and so she is very much she's like a girl boss, total girl boss. She does some girl bossy moves near the end of the show, and you're like, hey, love it or hate it, she's a girl boss.
She's a girl boss. Mm-hmm. She's the girl.
She's
boss.
She's the girl boss. She's married.
She be
to
gatekeeping.
Somebody. She's married to somebody named Tom. Tom Wamsgans.
Tom Wamsgans.
He's hell a character. Yeah. He's very much like in the grand scheme of the company. He's like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll be your fall man. I'll be your whatever.
He's a puppet.
Spoiler alert for Succession. Big spoiler. The spoiler for the show.
No, big spoiler.
Big spoiler.
Big one.
He becomes the next CEO of the company, and it is kind of like going back and watching the first episode and seeing him. Like just like the way he acts around the family, to him becoming the CEO is kind of like, Okay,
yeah,
kind of cool.
It's pretty funny.
And then next is Roman. He is another kind of, he's a wacky character.
He's a disgusting little freak.
He's a disgusting little freak. He has some weird, like, I don't know. His sexuality is so interesting in the show because he's just like... doing weird things the entire time, and you're like, oh, is he like in love with this guy? Is he in love with this girl? Is he in love with Jerry? Who knows? And it's like this whole thing. He accidentally sends a dick pic to his dad at one point. It's like, it's pretty funny. And then last but not least of like important players is Greg the Egg. He's kind of like so it's Logan, his brother.
Ewan.
His grandson. So it's like his, I don't remember. Like
His great-uncle.
His great-uncle. Yeah. His great-uncle, Logan. He kind of stumbles into the family. He's working at an amusement park. He gets fired. And then he's like, please
he's working
back.
He's working at, like, the Waystar. Like, their companies.
So Waystar is an entertainment company and media company. They own movie lots, they own amusement parks, they own cruises, and they own the best news in the world, ATN, baby.
Which is essentially like a stand-in for Fox News.
It's a Fox News, yeah.
And so, yeah, and I mean, in just like the entire show is just about like this family just like oscillating around Logan, like doing things to like make him like them. He doesn't like them. Logan has some health scares. Spoiler alert, he dies. And then, if somebody's listening to this for the first time, sorry.
I'll put a big disclaimer.
We spoil the shit out of these things. but yeah, I mean, I think essentially, like, what the show is about at its core is about, it's like a dysfunctional family really trying to appease their father, who is very distant, and they're all really rich. And the one thing I will say, it is something, it's kind of, I don't know, like cathartic in a way to see shows that are like Arrested Development and Schitt's Creek, where it's rich people that become poor. This show is just rich people being rich the entire time. And it's kind of fun to watch them do like things and you're like, okay, like go on your private jet, go fly away, go buy this really expensive suit, buy this really expensive watch. Like you're fucking rich.
Yeah, decide the fucking who's going to be the president of the United States and shit.
Yeah, for real. Literally, at like one of their house parties. Like,
which is probably a little, like, that's probably like a little too real, unfortunately.
I don't know if I missed anything. You can fill in.
I mean, well, I think... there's Logan himself, I feel.
Logan
like we
himself.
Haven't.
He's definitely like, he's CEO for a reason. He's a hard ass. And it's nobody can really get a read on him. And like when he walks into a room, he just commands it. And everybody just respects him.
But he's also a fucking asshole.
he's a jerk off asshole, you know? And his kids like have this really complicated relationship with him because obviously they like him. They want him to pick him as the successor. But he's just very just. You know, he's hard. He goes throughout the show essentially promising each one of the kids individually that he's going to pick them at some point. And so everybody is kind of on the assumption that, like, they're in good standing, but he's really playing everybody. And it's, for an old guy, he's actually really, really intelligent, and he's really good at what he does. And he's the CEO for a reason, because he's an old man, and he be cranky, so.
He do be cranky.
He do be pissing on the carpet.
He do be pissing on the carpet.
He do be pissing on the carpet.
But the kids, you know, they try to usurp him. They try to get in his good graces. It's all about the power.
It's all about the power.
He's not a loving man.
No. And another thing is that the show's also kind of about failure in a way, because it's like almost every single major power grab they try to do fails. Like, and it's kind of really interesting to watch, because like in shows like this, like there are like, I saw a tweet that was like, succession board meetings are like what the Glee regionals are like for white people.
Yeah, it's like the... it's the fucking end of the season, like, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. And
let's
they lose
go.
Every year. They lose. And you're just like, oh my gosh, they lost again. No, Kendall!
No! Kendall's gonna kill somebody again.
Bro,
or himself.
Or himself, yeah.
Or himself.
So, essentially, I'll talk about the last episode really quick. It essentially ends with they lose the major vote. It's really hard to explain, but essentially, Shiv backstabs It's the siblings backstab each other the entire show, and Shiv backstabs Kendall. Kendall's not the CEO. Tom's CEO. Kendall's like, I'm gonna fucking jump. He's thinking it. I can read his mind. He's like, I'm gonna jump out the building. I'm gonna jump in the water. And then Logan's guard is like standing in the back. His hair is flipping around. Like, don't fucking jump.
Don't do it.
That's it. The end.
That, I mean, yeah. Did I miss anything else? Our episode's probably not going to be anywhere even remotely close to this, but I think it's important.
No.
Because it never is. But I think it's important that we just get all this shit out there.
Agree. Mm-hmm. Agree.
All right.
No. I think that's great. Very thematic and everything. Very thematic. Sorry we spoiled Succession.
In loss and grief.
And family.
And family.
Get Vin That's Diesel the on the phone.
And it's about Vin family.
And Vin Diesel and maybe
Familia.
Firehouse Dog. Illuminated. Just kidding. We're not doing the Jack Sparrow bit again. That was a good bit, though. Shout out to the...
it was the person of being a wallflower.
Episode. That episode's about mind control.
Mind control and...
Yeah, it's like the perks of being a mind controller or something. Is the episode
something
name?
Like that.
Yeah.
No, but in the beginning, Jake is like, I don't know, maybe there'll be a pirate in there. And there is.
And then Jasper shows up, yeah. All right, now I gotta throw the dog. Shit. All right, we ready? Any questions?
I'm
Any
ready,
thoughts?
I'm ready.
All right, no, screenplay! Let's go. Okay.
Let's get into it.
All right.
Wait, Alex, say the catchphrase.
Alex, say the catchphrase.
Okay.
We haven't said it in so long.
It's a wimbly wombly, let's get this dongly.
No, that's not
that's a good one, but no, it's
boingo
de doingo.
Let's get
going.
All right,
boingo
de doingo, let's get going. There, I said.
Oh, there we go. Oingo de boingo, let's get going.
All right.
Exterior shot of New York City. Daytime. The sun is beating down. You see people. They're on the street. They're hustling, bustling. Our camera does like a super fast, like super zoom into one guy who's walking. He's walking with a purpose. He's the fucking king of shit. He walks into the building. There's a receptionist.
Ow!
What do I got into the building?
What kind of meetings do I got for today?
Okay, you got a 6:30, you got noon, you got lunch day, you got to talk to somebody in the bathroom, you got a 5, you got a 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off, am I right? Okay.
Don't speak so colloquial to me, okay?
Sorry, sir.
It's fine. You're fine.
Thank you.
I want you to cancel all my meetings after noon. I'm going home early today.
Okay, that was when most of your meetings were. Okay, I can do that. When do you want me to push them to?
I don't know, push them to fucking next week. I don't even care right now.
Okay. I'll get right on that, sir.
All
right,
I'm going to see my mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you sure she wants to see you? She didn't seem... She seemed in a mood today, you know?
It's my mom, okay? I think I know how to handle it, okay?
Well, okay, but she kind of said something to me that if you came today to not let you up.
You're not going to let me see my mom?
I wasn't going to say that. What? She was making me not see you.
I am her eldest son. She has time to see me. I don't fucking wait. Just let me fucking go up. Let me go up.
A security, like, she starts like gesturing to a security guard. Security guard starts coming over.
No, fuck that, man. Just get out of my face.
Come on, man. We know you know what you got to do. Mama doesn't want to see you, boy.
No, she needs to see me. I have important business.
The receptionist starts, looks like she's making a call.
All right. We got to do this again. We got to put you on the street man.
Look at me, you fucking rent-a-cop.
Okay, all right.
I'm going up to see my mother. She put me in the uptown office working nonstop. I'm going up to see her.
All right, I'm sorry. Your brother told me I'm not allowed to let you up either.
My brother?
Yeah, he's up there right now.
You weren't supposed to say that. You weren't supposed to say it.
What's my brother doing up there?
I'll have you know, I have a degree in dance, so please be nice to me.
You're a rent-a-cop.
I have a degree in dance.
You didn't need that degree.
It helps me hone my skill.
Okay, well, look at me. Right. I've got business in my genetics, motherfucker.
Okay, well, your brother told me not to let you up.
What?
Suddenly there's a ding at the elevators. His brother, a man, starts frantically walking towards the commotion. Is that him? Is that him? Is that Lawrence?
Lucas, what's this all about?
Lawrence, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about all that, Lawrence.
you don't want me to come up and see Mom?
No. What? Who said that? Who said that? Did she say that?
No, fucking Prima Ballerina did.
Okay, all right. I'm more classical. I mean, contemporary.
Contemporary what?
Dance! Contemporary dance.
Leave Richard out of this. Come on, let's just go. Come on, Lawrence. He's allowed to come up, okay? He's allowed to come up now.
I'm uptown all fucking week. I have one day to come into the main office, and you won't let me see Mom.
Look, she said one thing, now she's saying another thing. You can come see her, okay?
Okay, I would like to.
Sorry about the scene, everybody. Everybody, that was... There was a crowd forming that was, like, kind of watching.
Go do your jobs, everyone. Get the hell out of here.
Like little rats.
So the two brothers, they walk in the elevator. They push the P button for penthouse. The elevator shoots up. Whoosh! And it opens. It's just one big office penthouse. Sitting at the office desk is the woman girl boss. She's typing. Her head is down.
Mom, here's Lawrence for your viewing pleasure.
Ah, Lawrence. I told him not to come here.
I think you probably want to see him, right,
okay,
Mom?
Okay, Lawrence, what you got for me?
What is this about? I'm not able to see you.
I know what you've been doing. Behind my back.
What?
What you've been planning?
I've been running the uptown office. We're cutting
people
budgets.
Talk.
We're fucking
Lawrence.
Who's talking?
Brother? People including Lucas? Your other brother? People including my brother? You know, I have ears everywhere. And okay. I know that you are trying to plan to kick me out. You know, I earned this position for a reason. She goes And here's the thing. I brought you into this world, and I will bring you right back up there. Piece of shit.
Are you threatening to reabsorb me?
I'm going to unborn you so hard.
Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you've heard. I'm not planning anything, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Lucas turns on the television. This just in. Lucas O'Reilly trying to take over the O'Reilly Part Company and from his mother, Lane O'Reilly. This just in news.
Do you like that? We made that because we own this station. I told him to draft that up.
It's rumor. It's speculation. It's hearsay.
This just in: we have eyewitness accounts from Lawrence's wife.
Okay.
Lawrence's wife walks in the room. So with a guy with a camera is following her.
Yeah.
I know everything.
You went and told my mom on me?
Well, she paid me so much money.
I could have paid you that fucking money. Money's not an object. You want my checkbook? It's our checkbook.
She, like, flashes off her hand. There's so many rings on it. There's, like, she can't even, like, move her hand. There's just, like, covered in rings.
it's just like an armored gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into battle later. Just because I can.
I don't understand. Why would you undercut me like that? If I can do this hostile takeover bullshit, then we could be flying on High Street.
Oh, my gosh. This is Lane speaking. Okay, so you are going to do a hostile takeover.
Mom, obviously I'm doing a hostile takeover.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know.
This was all a ruse. I just wanted to see if you were lying to me. Everybody just walks away.
Yeah, that was just a live feed from downstairs. That wasn't the actual news.
Dude. You know, and I was going to throw you a birthday party. There's going to be a clown there and a mime. And a magician.
And Shaq.
Is that
and
one
Shaq.
Guy or three guys?
It's one guy. It's crazy. And a seal. And the singer seal.
And Shaq.
And baby seal.
I really have to make the point that Shaq is going to be there.
And Shaq is going to be there.
I don't give a fuck about Shaq.
Bob.
What the fuck?
You said you don't care about Shaq?
I don't give a fuck about Shaq.
Shaq's in the middle. Shaq's in the entrance. Like, oh.
See, now you're going to make Shaq cry.
What the fuck?
Mom, you're done. You need to retire, okay? It's my chance to run the company.
But just because I have a little Alzheimer's doesn't mean I need to retire.
It's more than just a little.
Just because I have a little Alzheimer's doesn't mean I need to retire.
Mom, you sold the entire R&D division last week. That's essential. I mean, look at the optics on that. That's insane.
How else are we supposed to make auto parts? We're the OOO O'Reillys.
True. Yeah, I sold the R&D division to some airplane group. I don't know. They said they wanted it, so I said okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's these kind of rash decisions that you're making without board approval that it's generally fucking us.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, it's good that you two are both here because I actually have another rash decision I wanted to tell you that I did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We're changing the name of the company.
No. We're the O'Reillys. What else could it be?
Changed. It's Lane's.
Lane's?
No!
Lane's Parts.
Lane's Auto Parts?
No, Lane's
I think it's
parts.
Just Lane's. Lane's. Mom, do you know how insane that sounds?
That sounds like an innuendo.
It is an innuendo, Lucas.
Oh, is it? My people told me this is great, but I always told my people, I pay my people not to disagree with me, so.
Yeah. Were they saying things like, we love Lane's Parts. We always want to get our hands on Lane's Parts.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm just saying, no. It's an innuendo. Like, okay. Mom, I don't want people saying, like Lane's Parts is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can't get enough of it. I don't want people saying that. It's weird. For my Alzheimer's-riddled mother to be... having her parts all talked about like that. Alzheimer's.
But I do know that your brother is going to be coming up here. Your other brother. He's coming up here soon. And
oh,
I don't want...
not
we
him.
Don't fucking need Lenny here.
Yeah, you're all L names. All right, because you're Lucas, and what's the other one?
Lawrence.
It's Lucas, Lawrence, Mom. Lawrence.
How could you forget Lenny. Lawrence? Oh, wait, you have Alzheimer's.
It's the Alzheimer's.
So you admit it.
No. Admit what?
The elevator dings and Lenny walks in. He's dressed like Jeff Bridges from fucking Big Lebowski.
He's dressed like the dude.
Oh yeah, he's cool. He's like really cool.
He's
right?
The dude. Yeah. Hey guys.
Yeah, great. Lenny's here.
Lenny, you're here.
I'm here, Ma. I brought donuts.
See?
He holds up a bag of donuts.
A bag.
All my children are here. It's time for me to make my final announcement of the day. Well, two more announcements.
This is fucking ridiculous.
All right, Lenny, you're going to want to hear this.
All right.
Lenny, Lawrence, the other one.
Lucas.
Lucas.
It's Lucas.
It's the one. Alzheimer's. Get him out of there.
What?
I needed to let you know Lenny's taking over the company.
No, no, no.
He brings me donuts. And I appreciate that about it.
Cinnamon sugar twist, baby doll.
That's just the way I like it.
But, so, Mom, come on, Lucas over here, your main man, I literally get you out of bed in the morning. I bathe you. I give you sponge baths. Like,
see, I don't even remember that, though. So, Lucas brings me donuts.
Lucas doesn't even... He doesn't know the fucking first thing about business, okay? I've been running the Uptown branch for so long.
Oh, Uptown Branch is fucking play school compared to the big leagues. Like, I'm over here as Mom's right-hand man. I see all the goings-ons. I'm practically her fucking yes man when she's making all the decisions. I'm the one who's making the decisions for her.
Yeah, I don't think you are, first of all. Second of all, being a yes man is bad. Third of all, 20% reduction in logistics fees. Suck on that, fucker.
I don't know what that is.
What's your pitch?
I'm sorry?
What's your pitch, Lenny?
Oh. So I'm thinking we take Lane's parts.
Lane's parts? That's why you're the CEO, because you're the only person to recognize the name.
Exactly. I'm thinking we diversify a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe instead of doing just auto parts, I don't know, scrap metal's big, right? Am I right? Scrap metal's huge. No. Let's get in the scrap metal game.
All right. Well, the paperwork's already been signed, so I'm.
What?
Vote.
It's been signed already?
Yeah, and notarized.
When did that happen?
Did the board even meet? Did the board even meet?
I fired the board. I bought their shares back.
With what money?
What?
Mom. With what money?
The company's money.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Oh my god.
That's billions of dollars.
I know. It's like a self-sustaining economy, you know? I put the company's money back in the company. I don't know. Your father thought this would be a good idea. Yeah. He's off in Belize right now, so it's
Dad's dead.
What?
He died in Belize.
You died?
Yes.
2 years ago.
I just spoke with him this morning. He said he was going shark surfing.
No, that was me.
I was going shark surfing?
No, I was going... I was going...
Oh my god!
I was
sharks.
Going to surf the web for you about sharks because you were interested about them this morning.
Sharks are really hot. We should diversify into sharks.
Shut the fuck
this
up,
guy
Lenny.
Gets it. Okay, well, here's the thing. My next announcement is that Lawrence's birthday party is canceled because I forgot.
All right, that makes sense.
All right, and yeah. Anything else? I don't know. Well,
our fucking inheritance was wrapped up in that money of the shares and whatnot. I own your shares now.
You can't own our shares. You didn't buy them from us.
I don't know. Ask your wife. She comes back on with more rings.
Daniel, like, did you show my shares? Did you sell my fucking shares
I'm
to my
sorry,
mom?
Sorry, I did. He made me a ring. I couldn't refuse. She did. You said it's our checkbook, right?
It is, but not to sell the shares back. Where do you think we make money?
I really don't know.
It's on the interest.
You know, we've been together, and it's never crossed my mind. I don't know.
Honey, do I not give you good enough things?
I came into this office today with no rings. Look how many rings I have now. She shows off her toes. She has toe rings now, too.
Oh, my God.
If you wanted rings... You should have asked.
I did ask many times.
I bought you a resort in Bora Bora.
Oh, yeah, did you buy me rings?
No.
I bought you real estate. So I sold your shares.
I can't all believe right.
this. I'm not married, though. Who sold my shares, Mom?
Your son did.
My son?
Yeah.
I have a son?
You didn't know this? This is not the Alzheimer's speaking. You didn't know you had a son?
No. I mean...
Wait, with...
Do you remember your girlfriend in college?
Oh my god.
Claudia.
Were you... Mom, were you corresponding with Claudia?
I have been corresponding with her. She's been blackmailing me for years.
Oh my god. What?
With knowledge of a secret son. A bastard son.
Why wasn't she blackmailing me?
Because I'm the powerful one here.
Yo, well, bastard sons, that's totally hot right now. We should diversify into bastard sons.
This is why he gets the donuts.
Bastard son sharks. Oh, dude, I had a business idea.
No, sharks? You didn't. You had a high idea.
agree to disagree.
I'm very into sharks right now. So.
Sharks are big, Ma. Sharks are big.
Sharks are
so big. We should get a big water tank for the lobby.
Just put sharks in there.
Put a shark in it.
Also, Larry, your son, he's in the other room, too.
I don't want to speak to him right now. But... Fine. Okay, fine. I'll go. But this isn't over, Mom.
Okay.
We're gonna
what are your names again before we leave?
Okay, roll call real quick.
Roll call.
I'm Lawrence.
Lawrence.
There's the eldest.
Lawrence there's there. Lucas.
Okay,
who,
Lucas.
Lucas, say, the middle child.
Lucas, I meant your son's in the other room.
Okay, you also just only said Larry's.
Larry is short for Lawrence.
Okay, well, I meant Lucas.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And then there's okay. Lenny.
Lucas, hey. Lenny.
Lawrence. Lawrence. It's Lawrence, Mom.
And
Lawrence,
then there's Claudia. Lane, that was
Claudia,
my...
And Danielle is my wife.
And Danielle.
And I think that's it so far.
All right.
There's Richard, who's the...
The dancing security guard? Okay. Oh, there's so many L names. All right. Well, Lucas, your son's in the other room.
Oh, my
Lawrence,
God.
You're... SpongeBob is waiting for you. I paid the guy to come for a birthday party, and he's here, and he came really early. I told him you'd say hi to him, at least.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that, thank you.
All right.
But this anything isn't else? Over, Mom. This is not over.
No, it's not.
Lenny, come sit down at your seat.
All right. He sits down. He puts his feet up on the desk. He's wearing Birkenstocks. He takes a nice big donut and he puts it in his mouth. And he's like, get the shark guy on the phone. We cut to, we're at a conference room where Claudia and her son are sitting. Her son's like, I don't know, 12. Mm-hmm. And Lucas enters.
A 12-year-old sold my shares.
Yes. So Lucas enters the conference room and he's pale as a ghost.
Hello, Claudia.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Lucas O'Reilly,
what were you going to tell me?
If I about... had a way, you wouldn't have even known.
Your way. What was your way?
My way was bleed your mom dry for every cent.
Well, too bad you didn't expect that she was going to get Alzheimer's.
No, I didn't expect that. And honestly, it's kind of tragic, and we probably shouldn't make light of it.
Shut up. Well, what's this anyway. Kid's name? He sold my shares. He sold all of my shares, Claudia.
Don't be mad at him.
I sold your shares.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck even is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Wrigley.
Claudia, what the fuck?
I named him after our first date in Chicago.
I know you loved Chicago.
I love Chicago. That's where we live. Wrigley and I live there.
Yeah, uh-oh. We do.
You finally got to Chicago, huh?
Yeah, we did.
I made it.
You made it in Chicago?
I made it with a lot of your mom's money, but yes.
Okay, that's more what I thought.
I hate you, Dad.
You don't even know me!
I hate you, Dad.
You don't know me!
Do not yell at your son like that.
Wrigley cries.
Is he my son? Is he my fucking son?
He's your son, okay? He's your son.
I'm your son.
Why didn't you tell me?
DNA test? Why would I tell you?
I can tell he's my son. He has the signature O'Reilly birthmark, where it's just a single circle in the middle of our chest.
That's right. I thought it was ringworm for a long time.
Oh, Wrigley worm.
Wrigley worm. Shut the fuck up, Lucas. Look at him.
Loved when I made those little jokes back in college.
Yeah, that was back when, I don't know, you were fun to be around.
I hate you.
Shut the fuck up!
Mommy and Lucas are gonna talk. Okay, go out. There's a vending machine in the hall. Go get a soda.
I'm gonna go play Fortnite.
Don't go selling any more of my shares because you know I don't have any. Claudia, what were you gonna tell me? Why didn't you tell me?
The reason I didn't tell you is because I didn't want you to come back.
You know I would have. I would have in a heartbeat. Why wouldn't you want me to stay?
I wanted you. Listen, in college, all you talked about was your family's company, running your company.
It would have been. It was good for us.
I know, but I wanted to be freer than that.
And yet you went right back to my mom.
I needed money. Okay.
You could have asked me. I would have helped.
This feels like you helping without you involved. And I like that. I saw Rome.
What's so... Yeah?
And it was great.
You take...
And I stayed at your sister-in-law's resort in Bora Bora.
Did she know? She knew about Wrigley?
Who, Danielle?
Yeah, did she know?
No, I don't think she's ever been to Bora Bora.
She just has a resort, that's true.
No, didn't you? It was all in the news. Your brother bought her the resort. She didn't want it.
Yeah. Fuck.
Wrigley walks back in. He goes, oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
Yes.
I want to meet my dad.
Oh, so now he's being polite.
Even though I do hate you and I for being gone my entire life. You know, my bar mitzvah's coming up because we're Jewish.
We are Jewish. That's right.
I'm practicing my Torah portion.
That's good. Would you like to do it?
I want you to. Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah, do it right now.
Bereshit Barach Elohim HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeHaaretz Ayta Tohu VaBohu VeHoshek. I can keep going.
You don't have to. I'm very proud of you, son. That was beautiful.
I want you to be there at my bar mitzvah. It's underwater themed.
Oh, that's sick. You know, we got a shark guy now.
Really?
Yeah.
If only we had a SpongeBob guy, too. Then it would be...
Hold on.
Oh, what?
As he points in the background, and you just see, like, Lawrence, like... laughing giddily as SpongeBob guy he's skips slapping. Around.
SpongeBob's juggling.
He's juggling Krabby Patties or spatulas.
He's going.
Lucas, if I'm honest, the reason I came back is because your son wanted to meet you, mm-hmm. and he sold all your shares and he has your business acumen.
Yes, I feel like we should talk about that.
Yeah, right? I'd like to.
Well,
so I.
What gives a 12-year-old the right to sell all of my shares in the company?
As an official O'Reilly member of the family, I have the right, according to the legal bylaws and Section 8, page 42 of the O'Reilly Family Handbook that we were all provided at birth, I'm allowed to sell your father's shares, so... That's what I did. And I made a shit ton of money, and I bought so many V-Bucks.
No!
Thunder from Fortnite?
No.
Actually, we own Fortnite.
You guys own Fortnite? Yeah, all right, yeah. I'm in. I love you guys.
Okay, well, I'm okay with having you in my life, and I want to invite you, but I want to know that you're going to make an effort.
I will. I promise.
Okay, perfect. He needs to stay with you for about 3 months.
Yeah, what? Also, oh, I have what? Some really severe physical illnesses that you need to give me medication for every hour on the hour.
Oh, God. Did you bring them?
It's almost time. So can you
a few of them are suppositories.
Yes.
No.
Anyway, I have a plane to catch. I'm going to Belize for 3 months. So,
and who's this down here? Is this a dog?
It's a firehouse dog.
You have a firehouse dog? What
yeah,
the fuck?
We do.
What does that
Wrigley
mean?
Wrigley rescued him.
I rescued him. He was
from
on
a
the
firehouse.
Streets. And yeah, he's probably a firehouse man. The dog's name is Fire. Come here, Fire. The dog
anyway
does a flip in the air and lands right on his head.
Wow,
anyway, have fun.
Sick.
I'm going shark surfing in Belize for 3 months. I'll be back.
Okay.
And Claudia makes a swift exit. She has her suitcase packed already.
I'm allergic to peanuts, shellfish, tree nuts, yellow dye, red dye, green dye, blue dye, purple dye.
Oh my God.
Probably easier to tell you things I'm not allergic to.
Okay, what are you not allergic to?
Salmon.
Let's find a salmon guy.
No, but it has to be special salmon. That's okay. If anything, I own
we'll
you.
We'll learn.
So come on.
Okay.
The two of them walk away.
We cut to... Yeah. Lawrence is sitting in the lobby now. SpongeBob has left. And he's really sad, and he's staring at the big glass doors to the front of the building.
As he's sitting there, Richard, the dancing security guard, walks over.
No, hey. Don't come over. Don't fucking come over.
Hey, man, you need a listening ear?
I guess.
What's going on?
My mom made... She made fucking Lenny the new... head of the company.
Yeah, there's been some major changes in the past hour. I had to change my uniform, and now it says Lane's Parts.
Lane's Parts, yes.
Yeah,
that is also my mother's doing.
Well, do you want to dance it out?
Not at all.
I think a good tango would really help you.
No, I don't think it would help. I'm very upset. I need to find a way to get my company back. This is my birthright.
Huh, your birthright. Well, oh, never mind.
No, what?
He walks away. Well,
no.
Wait.
Richard, come back.
He does like a little, huh? Okay, well, I heard rumblings that there's some family handbook or whatever, and, you was talking about your birthright made me remember that, you know, my, I'm technically an O'Reilly, too.
Do you have the birthmark?
He lifts up his shirt, and sure enough, the ringworm. I swear this isn't ringworm. I swear.
That's insane. Who? How? How?
It's complicated, but essentially... I'm your great grandfather's brother.
You're my great grand. You're my great uncle.
Yeah.
You're my mother's uncle.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and it's not technically I'm an O'Reilly. I'm very much an O'Reilly, and I just never wanted to tell you this because I didn't want
what?
You to think less of me. No.
Ah, well,
if anything, you probably think more of me. I don't know why.
Yes, I do
this.
Now. I thought way less of you when I thought you were a rent-a-cop dancer.
Okay. But the thing is that I actually own many shares in this company. And
how many?
I know. Your mom thinks that she has the entire board bought out, but I know for a fact that I can pull together enough people that we can maybe stop this.
Get to 51%?
51%. But we need you and all your siblings in on it, too.
Oh, God. Even Lenny?
Even Lenny.
Well, but, Lucas doesn't really... Lucas and I don't have any shares anymore.
Oh, but... Ah, shit, really?
Yeah.
Where goes that plan?
Wait a minute. I'm thinking.
Okay,
Hang on.
Okay. Well...
We still get a vote.
Yeah, you're still on the board, technically.
Well, because we're in the family, we each get votes.
Yes, we do.
Regardless of ownership.
I haven't been to a family meeting in years. I was the first to appoint your mother.
You? Why would you do that?
Oh, she was a girl boss back in her day, and she still is, but...
Okay.
Look, I think we need to get some things going, and I'm going to talk to my people.
Okay, get those board members on the phone. We're going to do clandestine meeting tonight at Lucas's house. That way Danielle won't be around. Okay, or my son, Cornelius.
Oh, that's a cool name.
No, it's not. Danielle talked me into it.
All right. So, when are we dancing, though?
We're not dancing. I'm going. I have to go talk to Lucas tonight, 8:30, Lucas's house.
I'll bring some quiches.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Great.
All right. Great. Goodbye. Get out of my fucking face. Goodbye. Get out of my fucking face.
Goodbye, my nephew. Okay.
We cut to Lucas has brought Wrigley to his penthouse apartment in the city. The door's open, and it's like an elevator. You know, that stops on his floor. It's a penthouse. And it's like a sick, modern apartment with glass and weird chairs that don't look comfortable. And there's like a big pinball machine in the corner.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because Lucas is a kid at heart. And Wrigley's going, he's going nuts.
Yeah, he's having the fucking time of his life. It's like that scene in Home Alone 2 where he's just throwing shit around and going, woo-hoo.
All right, Wrigley, please, don't damage anything.
Why? I own it.
Fuck. Just, it means a lot to your dad, that pinball machine, and those video games, and that chair that you're sitting butt-ass naked in. How do I know?
Puts on pants. Dad, where were you?
I was...
All my life.
I didn't know you were a thing.
What?
Until
I'm a person,
30 minutes
not
ago.
A thing.
I didn't
until
know 30 you...
30 minutes ago? I've known about you for 12 years.
Nobody told me, okay? Nobody thought to tell me. Your mom didn't tell me. So, not my fault.
Well, you know, the reason why I sold your shares, really, is I was kind of pissed at you.
I understand that.
Because
I'd be pissed.
Like, wrote me a letter.
I didn't know.
But you could. I know. But you could have been like, I know you don't exist, but here's a letter, you know?
Well, I just thought Claudia and I, we had a clean cut. That's what I thought. We had a clean cut fucking end of the relationship. She was gonna go off, do her thing in Chicago, and make it, and I was going to try and run the company as my mom was withering away, but...
Well, now I feel bad for you.
Thanks. I feel bad for you too, kid.
I didn't have a father.
Yeah, I wish I could have been in your life earlier, but now I am in your life. So, like, what do you like to do? You like video games, I'm assuming.
Video games, yeah.
You like the Fortnite?
It's just called Fortnite, Dad. No, duh.
Oh, sorry.
Duh.
You own Fortnite now, though, right?
We own Fortnite.
Just then, the intercom buzzes. Hey, it's Lawrence. I need to come up.
Let him come up.
Are you sure? We're You sure we're not having, like, a thing?
Oh, you want to have a moment?
I mean...
It's probably business things, and I think... Lucas, I think we should talk about business.
Lucas, you have to let me up.
He presses the button to open the door for Lawrence.
All right. In seconds, the elevator door opens, and Lawrence walks out. All right, buddy, listen up. I have a plan to take the company from Mom, okay? And it involves an estranged great uncle and a couple of the board members who didn't sell their shares. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Wrigley.
This is my son, Wrigley. He's an O'Reilly.
I own his shares, so you probably should be talking to me.
Well, you don't really own the shares.
I get a vote, so I'm important.
I'm really stuck on the whole your first name's a chewing gum thing.
All right. It's also the name of a stadium, right?
Yeah, it's named after the chewing gum company.
It's named after the chewing gum company? Are you shitting me?
I'm pretty sure.
Which one came first?
Probably the stadium?
No, it wouldn't. No, the stadium. Stadiums are sponsored by companies. It's like MetLife Field and... other places, you fucking... Yeah, Google it.
I'm trying to Google it
really quick. Somebody's listening to this podcast right now, the one guy, and it's like, these fucking idiots!
It's a big baseball fan. He's like, fucking dumbasses! They don't know what they're talking about.
Chicago! I searched Wrigley Fielder Gum first, and it's not giving me anything.
Okay, yes. Chewing gum magnate William Wrigley Jr. of the Wrigley Company acquired the Cubs in 1921.
His name is Wrigley?
Yeah. It was named Cubs Park before, like, in the early 1920s, before being renamed Wrigley Field in 1927.
Damn, the more you know.
All right, end point of order.
We never did a point of order. This has been Chicago Trivia with the Screenplay Boys.
All right. End point of order.
Screenplay Boys.
Okay. I don't care who has the shares right now. I just want to say we can get the company back, and I think we can push Mom out.
Well, we own the video game The Fortnite right now.
No, it's just Fortnite.
Okay, Fortnite.
He takes it's a sock and throws Lucas. It really hard on the ground.
It's just like
Listen, kid, we can have temper tantrums all day, or we can do business. What would you like to do?
I don't know. Come, fire. He claps and the dog does a flip in the air and lands
on his... That's a dog.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Lucas, are you turning domestic on me?
Look, I just got this kid like 30 minutes ago.
Wait, he's 30 minutes? Uh-oh.
Oh,
Oh, no.
I think you need
to... We need to do the medication.
The bathroom.
Lucas really quickly grabs Lucas, or not Luke, Lucas grabs Wrigley like he's a baby and he's holding him out like a dog who's about to shit himself and quickly scampers to the bathroom.
And Lawrence comes with.
Oh, gosh.
So we cut to the three of them are in the bathroom.
As Wrigley loudly shits himself.
Wait, point of order.
What?
Why is he shitting himself?
He's on the toilet, but he's shitting himself. Like, he's just shitting. No,
why did he need your help? He's 12. He needs your help to take the medicine.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what
the
was happening.
The suppositories. I'm cutting this out.
When Jake said, wait, Jake, we can't hear you. Can you talk real quick?
Ha, sorry. I was cranking. My headphones have a thing where you can, like, mute yourself by pushing a button. Mm. Oh man, I was crying. No, yeah, I was going for the suppository.
Well, I took it as you were gonna he like hadn't taken his medications and he's like, uh oh.
My tears in my eyes.
Okay, we'll go with Wrigley shitting.
So Wrigley.
Okay. End watching. Point of order. Okay. So Wrigley's shitting. Everyone's in the bathroom. Lucas is like there making sure it's going well. He doesn't know how to be a dad.
he's lining up the suppositories on the on the counter. Like, all right, after I guess you'll be clean.
True.
Lawrence is on his BlackBerry and he's still talking shop. But they're all in the bathroom. So it's simple, okay? Uncle Richard has two guys on the board.
Wait, who is Worms. Uncle Richard? Who is
Uncle
who is
Richard? He is the security guard at the building where O'Reilly is.
Oh, is this the dancing man? We danced
yes,
together.
He's a dancer.
That's very nice.
You danced with him?
Yeah.
Oh God.
He said everybody's gonna dance with me before the end of the day, and this was this morning. So.
Okay. All right. Great. Love it. Listen, what I'm saying is, there are two board members, Mr. Wormstack and Mr. Stifler. Uh-huh.
Mr. Diffler.
Mr. Diffler and Mr. Wormstack.
We
okay.
Gotta hit him.
They still have. Yes, we got to hit them. You're right. You're so right. This kid. This is a fucking good kid.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Even though he
so
sold all
them.
My shares for the Fortnite.
Yeah, it's just Fortnite.
He shits louder. So we're having a meeting here, 8:30 night at your house. Okay, they're all coming here. We're doing a little strategy sesh. We're gonna talk. Yeah, what?
I don't know. I thought I need like a night with Wrigley. You know, just like
no, Dad. This is what I want.
Are you sure, Wrigley?
We're gonna spend 3 months together at least. So
this kid's whoa, this kid's here for 3 fucking months?
Yeah, his mom's gone to fucking who knows where, doing who knows what's doing who know who's. Sorry if that was a little bit too adult for you, Wrigley, but
that was very adult for me.
this kid's a fucking adult though. He owns all your money.
I will be a man soon.
I say treat him like an adult. Oh, mazel.
Thank
you. Is that did I use that right? Okay, good. So I'm thinking strategy sesh. We talk optics. We talk how do we get Lenny on board, especially with me being new chief executive.
Whoa.
Who said that? Executive.
Well, it's my plan. I get to be fucking executive.
Oh, just because you were in the uptown, you were the uptown girl.
I was the uptown girl. I was running that branch. 20% logistic cost decrease.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
And that's not it. We also had a birthday party for every month. And I came in under budget for that.
Well,
what do you think, Wrigley?
I think I should run it.
With the kid. You think you should run the company?
Yes.
What the fuck do you know about business?
Everything.
You're 12 years old.
I made one lemonade stand. So.
Look, Wrigley, as much as that's a great idea,
and I made $1 million.
You did what?
I made $1 million with a lemonade stand. You ever hear of Wrigley's Lemonades?
That was you?
Yeah, that's me. It's
oh my God, they,
money.
They were all over TikTok. They were all over Twitter. They did a big... Holy shit.
I know. So I kind of know what I'm talking about, man. So here's the thing.
What was your revenue to profit ratio?
Like so high, man.
Yeah, okay. Give me a number, though.
All right, like 90.
90? 90?
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding. You're 90.
90. What was your 90% profit ratio?
It's 12.2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That is what I thought.
I'm running such a bigger company, and auto parts have a different elasticity, okay? You don't know anything about fucking economics.
From what I've heard,
I do.
You guys aren't even auto parts anymore.
What are we
doing? Other types of like car mechanical things. So
scrap metal.
Scrap metal.
That's
that's
all Lenny. That's we're pushing Lenny out too. He's gonna be on board, but he's not gonna be executive.
How are we gonna push him?
Sharks too. So
I'm sorry.
I heard something. Sharks. Like sharks. Yeah.
No. No, no,
which
don't.
Intrigues me.
Don't you speak to the media about that
I'm
either.
Not going
to
lie. It does intrigue me. I am a shark fan. So. Isn't that right?
Lucas.
Fire, fire! He claps the dog, just a flip in the air and lands on his shoulder.
Who taught Lucas, that just, kid that? Who taught that dog
look,
that?
Look.
What, Lucas, what?
Look at me.
Okay.
Just. Are you going to back my play or not? I need you to be on board. I'm on board. Richard is on board. We have to get Lenny on board.
Is Richard on board with you as
Richard,
head?
I would assume so.
Did you ask him?
No. I told him to meet here at 8:30, though.
All right, well, let's maybe wait until 8:30 when him and the other board members come here, and then we float the plan to them.
If Richard's not on board, we'll get him on board, just like we'll get Mr. Diffler and Mr.
Wormstack.
Wormstack.
Wormstack, yeah.
I knew it was Worm something.
Me too. That's what I said. Well. All right. Well, I'm done, so. He flushes his toilet.
All right. Well, you might not want to be in here when we do this, Lawrence.
What? Is this suppository? You think I can't handle it?
I am a 12-year-old boy, though, so I'd rather you not look at me.
Oh, okay. Good
cut
point.
To. Cut to. Cut to. It's a little bit after, like, 9 right now, and it's a heated board meeting in Lucas's house. Mr. Wormstack, Lenny, Richard, Mr. Diffler, Lucas, Lawrence, and fucking Wrigley are all
Wrigley
there.
And Fire.
And Fire.
All I'm saying is we have 51% of shares together, collectively. We can vote Mom out.
Fuck okay? you! Lenny... As Mr. Diffler, fuck you!
As Mr. Diffler Armstrong, I agree with Mr. Diffler. Fuck you!
What? Who do you think you are?
You really think diversifying into sharks and scrap metal is going to help?
No, no.
I like
but,
these ideas.
But you, as head of... The CEO? What have you done?
I was running the Uptown branch.
It's the smallest fucking branch of the company.
It's a 20%
logistic cost cutting.
Well, here's
the profit to margin ratio, though.
It's 12.2, Mr. Swerpstack.
And what happened to your... And what happened to your... To your stocks? They all got sold by Danielle.
Danielle, yes, but see, it's not my fucking money management problem. It's Danielle's, okay? But you have to look at it like this. There's if one of the sons isn't in charge, especially the eldest, what are the optics on that? That's not good. We're gonna take a tank at NASDAQ and we're all gonna be fucked.
Well, Mr. Diffler.
What is it, Mr. Wormstack?
If not him, then who?
I don't know. Somebody up the fucking street would be better, I feel.
Or maybe a dancing security guard.
You're old as hell!
But I know this company better than any of you.
Hey, I'm still started. I'm in charge now, and I'm cool with still being in charge. It's me, Lenny.
Oh, okay.
We know.
Thank you, Lenny. I didn't know, so I appreciate it.
Sorry. I'm so used to talking to Mom. I have to listen. I can do it, all right? I'm basically a guy on the street anyway.
The board doesn't like you. We don't like you, though.
We don't like you.
Well,
and we're not going to go through with this vote with you in charge.
Well, who would you have in charge then? Just out of curiosity.
Well, isn't this Wrigley?
This boy, he's very smart.
Yo,
of
that
the
boy
lemonade.
Is 12.
I may be 12, but I know what's going on.
No, we're not going to put the company in the hands of a 12-year-old. It's fucking insane.
I make you CFO.
All right, okay. I'm on board with that. I'm on board with that, but that's plan B, okay? We got to work it out where I'm in charge first. How about you're my CFO, boy?
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Wait, what about me? Lucas.
Lucas.
You could be the C...
O-O.
COO, sure.
All right, I like that
team. And Lenny,
you like that team?
You can be social media.
I'm okay with this plan. What about you, Mr. Duflair?
Fine.
It's me. It's Richard. This is quite not untraditional, but I think we have a plan here. We need to call a board meeting tomorrow. So I'm gonna send out an email. He pulls out a computer. He sends it out. All right, everybody RSVP'd yes already, so that was nice. So this is regionals, baby.
This is it.
This is it. Put on your leotards. We're dancing.
Is that a metaphor, or are we actually... Oh, you actually are bringing out leotards.
And here are the leotards, everybody. One for... I measured you all earlier.
Fire already has one on.
Oh, Fire looks adorable. Fire's a wiener dog.
Okay.
Okay. And so, does everybody feel good about tomorrow? We have to go in strong, because Lane and Lenny, they're not going to...
Wait, Lenny's right here.
Yeah, I'm right here,
Lenny.
Man. Well, the rest of the board. Oh, no, the rest of the board's fired.
Lucas.
No, Lucas is right there. He's on board.
Fuck, what is it?
We're all on board.
We're all on board. The only one who isn't is
for
Lane.
Now. Listen. All right, everyone listen up, okay? I'm the new executive. Lawrence O'Reilly, executive. If any of you fuck me tomorrow at the vote, if any of you change your mind, and I'm looking at you, Lucas... You think this is going to be an easy road where you can just be a dad and an executive? I don't think so. It's a brave new world, baby cakes.
Okay.
And then there's a nice cinematic shot where he looks out the big glass window to the city.
Uh-huh.
And all the power is behind him, and it's symbolic and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he feels good.
And the shot, it kind of like does like a cool camera thing where it kind of turns the other way. And then the camera goes back in to, like,
yep.
Windows, and now we're in the conference room. And the
Ooh.
It's like a cool, like circular cinematic shot. Everybody's there. All the board members we did, plus a couple other fun characters that we haven't met yet. like, I don't know.
Like, I mean, obviously the corporate lawyer is there. The
corporate lawyer. And there's somebody named Miss Ice. She's there. She looks mad. She's as cold as ice, baby.
Miss Ice.
And Lane
ice.
Is there, ice. And Lawrence is there, and Letty is there, and Lucas is there, and Richard is there, and Mr. Diffler, and Mr. Wormstrong, and Fire, and Wrigley, and Mr. Ice is there. It's Mrs. and Mr. Ice. They're both there.
Yes, and Mr. Ice is the current CFO, so he runs the board meetings.
Yes.
All right, we're calling this impromptu meeting to order. Let's take a roll really quickly. Mr. Ice, CFO, here. Mrs. Ice.
Here. Oh.
Mrs. Ice, wait your turn, our corporate lawyer. Mrs. Ice, COO, check. corporate lawyer, Allison Carrington.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. You spoke out of turn a little bit earlier.
Sorry, I thought you said ice. Ice to meet you.
Allison, what a card. How's the litigation going?
Not good.
Great. All right, okay, and we have Lane O'Reilly.
I'm here.
All right, and Lawrence O'Reilly. I'm here. And Lucas O'Reilly.
I am here.
Uh-huh. Lenny O'Reilly.
Sup, dude? And Richard O'Reilly.
I'm here.
There's a gasp.
He does like a big dramatic entrance into the room as he says this, and he like
he's never been to a board meeting.
There's like dry ice like the the dry ice smoke like wafts in as he walks in.
There's laser lights.
He's wearing a full leotard.
Excellent. We also have Mr. Brontificus Diffler. Mr. Diffler.
Hello.
All right.
I'm here.
Perfect. And we have Percival Wormstack.
I am here.
Excellent. And that is the board. All present and accounted for. Lane, you may take the floor.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
You forgot about me.
Yeah, you forgot about my son. He owns half of the half of my shares.
I'm an O'Reilly, too.
Wrigley O'Reilly.
Okay, I'll put that into the meeting note. Wrigley? Like the field?
No,
like the
gum.
The chewing gum.
Also, my dog is here, too. Come, fire.
He does the flip onto his forehead. Yep, uh-huh. All right, okay. Wrigley O'Reilly and Fire O'Reilly. Okay. Okay, with that, we'll give the floor to Lane. Why don't you start the meeting, Lane?
She stands up.
What is this? What are you doing?
Mother.
Mom, we are here to usurp you. We are here to pull a succession on you.
I was going to throw you the best goddamn birthday party, Lawrence.
I already met SpongeBob. I don't fucking need anything else.
Oh, Patrick was going to be there, too.
Oh, fuck.
You really are going to do this to your mom?
I can throw my own
company,
birthday.
Lane's Parts?
No, it's O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not anymore, it isn't. Isn't that right, Mr. Ice?
That's correct. We filed the LCC earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, changed name and everything. Right,
there's
honey, Miss Ice?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many funny characters in this room. All right, well.
All right,
good
luck. That's fine.
I'll have you know I spoke to your little board this morning, so good luck.
This is the board, Mother.
No, I spoke to your other, what you were trying to do, and good luck.
Okay. Scary.
Don't let her get to you, Lawrence. Don't let her get to you.
I'm not, letting
it
get to
me. You see Mr. Warnstrom put his hand down. There's a ring on it.
All right. If we go back to Mr. Ice, who's like still running the meeting, and we have there's so many things on the docket before the vote.
No.
All right, next on the thing, Mrs. Ice, you have a presentation. Please keep it brief.
All right, this is my 500 slide presentation about the good, the bad, and the ugly of auto parts. Let's start with the ugly. The parts, they're pretty gross.
Cut to 15 minutes later, everybody's like...
Now we're on to the bad.
Cut to 30 minutes later.
Mr. Wormstack is asleep.
You know, I don't think we can talk about the good without going back to the ugly. So let's just go back. Cut to her presentation is over. Everybody stands up. Roaring applause. Roaring applause.
That is my wife, Mrs. Ice.
She blows a kiss. But it turns to ice in the air.
Woo! He catches it, he puts it in his shirt, and he goes, woo, burr. All right, okay, next thing on the list is Allison, we need to go over litigation outcomes really quickly. And no presentation, just how are they going? Are we winning?
We are winning, but there is that big one that we're losing.
Right? Oh, the parts recall.
Yeah, there were some deaths. Oopsie. But they're okay. Like no names, you know? They're like nobody cares. Like
no names.
Like oopsie doopsie, some people went into a fucking river and now the river's polluted with dead bodies and poisoned auto parts, like
right.
All that matters is that the sharks are alive.
Right, and it's not our fault.
Actually, we did wipe out an endangered species of shark.
I did not hear that.
Bruh, we killed a shark, man? It's me, Lenny.
Yes, unfortunately, we took out the endangered tiger lily shark.
I love sharks. Oh, it's me, Wrigley. God. You know, there could be sharks in my bar mitzvah.
Well, not the
rock on, little
not
man.
Not the tiger lily.
Rock on. All right, I'll have order, please. It's me, Mr. Ice.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, Allison. That update was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're great. All right, now the next is
she blows a kiss.
Vote. Ooh, thank you. He catches it. He puts it in his shirt and he goes, ooh, it's not cool.
Oh, Miss Ice almost gives him a death glare, but doesn't.
All right, next we have the vote. We have a vote for. Oh, it's a vote. It's a vote of no confidence in our board.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Okay, so this is being promoted by Lawrence. So why don't you go ahead and say your piece?
I mean, I kind of knew this was
happening. Thank you, Mr. Ice. So, we think the change. From O'Reilly Auto Parts, which is great. We have a great jingle and everything. To Lane's Parts is not good.
Lane's
My
Parts.
My mother.
You haven't heard the new jingle.
Mom.
It's Lane's Parts. Lane's Parts. Lane's Parts. Lane's Parts.
See, right. It's not good.
No.
It's great.
Can we all agree? There's nods from around the table. And my mother cut the R&D department, the entire thing, gutted it. She fired most of the board, and she made Lenny the next executive. So we're proposing a change in leadership. Me as chief executive, Wrigley as CFO, Lucas as COO, and from there, the rest of you will probably get to keep your job.
You're putting a 12-year-old?
Yes.
Up there?
Huh. Mom, he owns Wrigley's Lemonade and the Fortnite.
I think it's just Fortnite. I'm a
So, listen, I think from here we can project. Listen, when I was running the Uptown division, we had a 20% cut in logistics spending, okay? Everyone got a birthday party under budget, okay? I know how to cut costs. I know how to manage time. I'm the right executive for this, okay? Let's fucking go. Let's do this.
All right, let's vote.
Let's vote. All right, it goes to Mr. Ice. The camera pans all around the circular table to get everyone's opinion, and it goes to Mr. Ice, and he says, all right. I will hold the vote. I am a non-voting member of the board, so my vote will not count. And tiebreaker does go to the one with the most shares.
Oh, God.
Individually. okay. For change in leadership, Mrs. Ice, how do you vote?
I vote nay.
Perfect. Thank you. Allison, how do you vote?
I vote nay. She swaths away a little bit of hair, and she has several rings on her finger.
Lane, how do you vote?
Nay.
Perfect.
So that's three.
Okay. Lawrence, how do you vote? Yay. Yes. Yes, I do. Perfect. Lucas, how do you vote?
He looks from Wrigley to Lawrence, and then he looks over at Lane, and Lane is just, like, frothing at the mouth. Yes.
All right. Lenny, how do you vote? I don't know. Dude, come back to me, all right? Very unorthodox, but okay. Mr. Wormstack, how do you vote?
I vote
Nay.
the siblings look hurt. They've been betrayed. And you, Mr. Diffler, how do you vote?
I'm a yes.
Perfect. And...
Wrigley.
Wrigley, how do you vote?
Yes.
And, okay, perfect. And Richard, how do you vote?
Richard takes his time. He looks around. He looks around at everybody. He looks around at Lane, the person who he appointed all those years ago. I vote nay.
The siblings look really hurt. All right, the vote is 5-4. Four, yes. All right, the vote is 5-4. And we have one voting member left. Lenny, how do you vote? That's like a really hard question, man. On the one hand, I like being in charge. I love it. But on the other hand, my brother, I think, would cry. And also, I'm not so sure I'm into a 12-year-old being an executive here. And also, my brother Lucas, maybe he should quit companies altogether and be a dad. I need to sidebar with my brothers.
Oh, man.
Can we sidebar? Is that allowed, Mr. Ice? Allison, is that allowed? Corporate law?
She's like fiddling through the handbook. It doesn't say anything about sidebars.
Oh, perfect. Well, I suppose the Air Bud rule has it. You may sidebar.
1 minute.
All right. What? Yes, 1 minute. Thank you, Lane. We cut to, there's an outside room. The three brothers are standing, like, very close together. Well, Lenny, what are you thinking? Just vote yes. We both, it's fine.
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, you'd be Lenny.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I'm struggling, dog. I really...
We'll give you social media, and we'll look into sharks. We'll look into sharks.
I do like the sharks.
And then what about this? Maybe I'll step down and go be a dad, huh? And then you can be COO.
Yeah, because
Lucas. Lucas, you want that?
I mean, if Wrigley's going to be, like, CFO or whatever. Or no, he's going to be... Was he?
He's going to be CFO, yeah.
If he's going to be CFO, then he needs his dad to back him up. And I can't do that if I'm just going to be doing COO things. I really feel for the kid. I wasn't there for the first 12 years of his life. I should be there for him now and support him.
Mom built this company for us. It's fucking our. It's like I said. It's our fucking birthright. We should be able to grab it by the bull horns and kick it right in that fucking Wall Street face. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be a dad out here. You didn't even know he was your son.
True.
Yesterday.
True. I kind of knew about this whole thing that Mom was doing with Claudia. Yeah, but I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Lenny,
not really my place. But look, guys, like you're my brothers, and I love you, and I don't like the new name of the company, and it's kind of like an innuendo. I don't know.
That's what we've been saying.
It is an innuendo. That's right. It's Lane's parts. I want to get my hands on Lane's parts.
it kind of just dawned on me. So, I think I have my decision. So.
Okay,
we cut back to the boardroom. They come in. Everyone's somber.
Wow, that was 2 minutes. Somebody's taking their sweet time.
Mother, just relax, okay? Mr. Ice, we're ready to continue. Alright, thank you. Alright, Lenny. You're the last vote. It is 5-4. Currently for nays. In the matter of changing of leadership here at Lane's Parts, How do you vote?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, it's 5-5. That means...
So what do we do?
That means it's a tie. Well, like I said earlier, the single member with the most shares gets to cast the tie-breaking vote. And if I look at the ledger here, he switches through the thing. The current board member with the highest amount of shares is...
Right before he says it, fire comes up and takes the the papers, and he starts running.
What? No! Boy, control that dog!
Fire, come! The dog, it does its usual, like, jump that it's used to, but it doesn't realize it's near a railing, and it just goes, whoosh, whoosh, and falls right off the building.
The dog does the thing!
Yeah, the dog, it's, like, running, and it does, like, a flip, because it's, like, instinctive, and as it does a flip in the air, a big gust of wind pushes the dog.
Pushes the dog up the building?
Off the building.
The dog!
And they just look, and the dog just...
The dog.
Oh my god! And but the papers go
everywhere.
Wow.
Would think the dog would land on its feet because it's a firehouse dog.
Yeah, I guess not. This was less whimsical than Jack Sparrow.
Okay, how do we do this?
So what happens? Do I win? Lane's parts forever.
Allison, check the handbook. There's something about in the event of a tie cannot be broken.
There's actually a very... What the hell? This is so weird. Okay, in Article Z, subsection C, subheading D...
Sure.
It says, in the case of... a tiebreaker, and also of a firehouse dog dying on the premises of the corporation, the deciding vote goes to the grieving council, whoever owned the dog.
Oh my god, that's Wrigley.
When the fuck? When the fuck did that?
I voted.
No, you get another vote, son.
I get a okay. Who is that?
All right, that's me, Mr. Ice.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ice. There's a whole cast of characters, and I just want to make sure I'm addressing the right person. Okay.
Well, God, that's so weird. Why would? Whatever. All right, Wrigley.
Well, my vote's
in the
change.
Case. No, yes, okay, vote then. How do you vote?
Yay.
All right, the yays have it. Our new CEO is Lawrence O'Reilly.
You fucking
Our new CFO is Wrigley O'Reilly. Our new COO is Lucas O'Reilly.
For now.
Ah, perfect. I told you I'd get you for this, Mom.
All right, just let me know when the board meeting starts, and then...
The board meeting just ended. You lost the company. It's ours.
Lane's parts. You know, I've printed so many hats with that name on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take my mother up to my office, if you don't mind.
It's time for my suppository.
We cut to, it's just Lawrence and Lane in Lawrence's office now.
Oh.
And Lane is... She's come back to, like, her lucidity. She's pissed.
I don't know why you think you're better than me and that you can take over my company. I built this from the ground up.
Yes, but you were destroying it. You were destroying it, and I'm fucking taking it back.
Why do you think I was doing the things I was doing? I didn't do it for me. I did it for you kids.
You were destroying the company.
You didn't even look at our numbers since we sold all those things. We were trending everywhere. You're an idiot. An idiot, Lawrence, just like your father.
Lawrence, it hits him. He goes, that's not possible. He sits down at the desk and he goes through the spreadsheets. And he's getting he's
The music
he's
is
turning
swelling.
Pages faster and faster. The music is swelling. It's dramatic. He's sweating. It's zooming in on his face as he's reading, and it. He stops and he looks up, and his mom's right.
You should have listened to me. Lane's parts. People loved it.
Mom,
you didn't hear about the O'Reilly bombings that have been going on?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. We were covering it in our news. People weren't fans of the O'Reilly name because of some bombings that were going on. So, now it's your company, I guess. Good luck.
And with that, Lane exits down the elevator, leaving Lawrence alone
on his
on his throne
empty
of shit.
Credits!
Wow. Dang.
That was sad.
I didn't mean for fire to die at the end. I thought it would be a fun little moment.
Oh, I was like, he's gonna fucking.
He's gonna die.
I think one of the fun things about doing like improv is that when we were doing that vote, I had no idea how it was gonna turn out.
Right.
Like,
me
I was
either.
Just like, I was like, what are we gonna
do? I was doing it in my head because I was like, okay, I'm like, I want there to be a split vote.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
yep.
So my other character, the really deep voice guy, Mr. Diffler, was coming
Mr.
up
Diffler,
and I'm just like
yeah.
I'm just like, does he flip? I'm just like, no, I'm like Wormstack voted yes, so I think.
So,
but then I forgot about Richard, and I was like, "Oh shit, it would have been."
It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
I was trying to give it. I was in my head originally. I thought the foil of Lawrence is Lucas, who would turn at the end and be like, "I want to be a dad instead." But then I gave him the vote in the middle of it, and I was like, "Oh shit! That's gone."
Yeah.
But also, every time Lucas was like, oh, maybe I'm just a dad, Lawrence would Wrigley would be like, no, I want to talk about business.
He's true. Like more cutthroat than his dad is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the magic of improv is like, I think, had we been writing this, it'd be different.
Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
So that's
but,
fun.
Yeah, but
what
I
do
was
we call that
like,
one?
Like, well, what do we call it?
I want to call it, my idea is corporate parenthood.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good to me.
All right, perfect.
A succession.
That's the name.
A succession story.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, Succession is such good TV,
it
though,
is a
man.
Good TV. Too bad we spoiled, like.
Too bad we spoiled all of it.
Yeah. Shiv is also pregnant.
Shiv is pregnant.
We just spoil everything.
Oh yeah, okay. That's what I want to talk about, the nuances of the ending of Succession. So
okay.
More a little bit of spoilers. I'm going to just give you my take and we don't have to discuss it. But
okay.
So the online thing, we talked about this a little bit before the episode. The online thing is people are like, "Oh man, Shiv fucks the vote so Tom can be CEO." And they can sell the company or whatever. And they're like, oh, Shiv did it because she was going to be married to the CEO. And that's still a win in her book. And then her son gets to be the new CEO after, you know. But, A, that's not how it works because Tom doesn't own the company. He's just the CEO. And the other guy owns it. The thing is, Logan owned the company and he was the CEO. So that's why there was a succession. The story does not repeat with Shiv's child. He gets shit. They don't own the company.
Yeah, because Mattson owns it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then with that, too, people are like, yeah, she wanted it. She wanted to be the wife of the CEO because that's still power for her. And no, it's fucking not. She's a fucking girl boss. So I think if you thought that, you were watching a different show.
It's just like her role in the politics world where she's always attracted to these like people in like positions of power that are like running for president and... You know, she likes, like, being next to them and
advising them.
And advising them, yeah. But she has no
right.
real power, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's the thing is, as soon as, like, because she was all, like, liberal politician. She was with the guy who hated ATN or whatever.
Yeah.
But as
yeah.
soon as Logan dangled the CEO in front of her face, she turned, she turned tail and ran the other way.
Yeah.
She's in it for the power. She's not in it for the morality of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just thought
that was
of
my
this.
Take.
I just thought of this because you guys were saying like her son's gonna get shit because like Tom isn't the CEO. You guys remember when like in I think it's in the finale or maybe it's in the episode before where Tom was having that dinner with Mattson. And Mattson was just like, you know, honestly, like, I could probably fuck Shiv.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like, what? Like, what
that's
if, like, in the
up.
What if, like, in the future, it's like there's like a thing there, and then Shiv has
Ooh.
A bastard child.
And
that's Mattson's.
Like, it's Game of Thrones level succession.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mattson's like, I want to give the company to my bastard son, and Shiv's like. But it'll look so bad. Think about the optics. They say that a lot in Succession, and I tried to say it during the episode.
I like what you said. This was like before we started the podcast, where I liked how you were saying that Shiv is now just like she became her mom.
She became her mom, the wife of a CEO.
Because now she's gonna birth these kids for Tom, and like it's mm-hmm. like. Now they're going to be little shits, like...
Right. Yeah. A man who, like, I think she actually kind of hates.
Yeah. They
yeah,
had
yes,
that...
She does.
She had that those whole entire grievances, the two of them. They hate each other.
Oh, that fight
right.
that they had, like,
and,
outside of that party was like, yeah.
right.
oh my God.
And, that was right after... Because they hooked up again.
Uh-huh.
And then they had that big fight. That was it. And then I think the big culmination in my mind was... the election night episode where she's like she like tells him and then he's like is that even true that's it it's she he thinks it's a fucking mind game and
yeah
she's like, that's it
mm-hmm. yeah I was so I was so confused during the election episode because I was like wait why does she want this person to want I can't remember anymore
so
why
like
I was confused
going on in the show yeah
I liked that I mean that was it though it's like she wants I don't. I think she like still didn't like because they didn't. She didn't like the Nazi guy that they picked to be.
Yeah,
the
Mencken,
Jared
yeah.
Mencken.
Uh-huh.
But he. So it was all like because like they were pushing what was called regulatory. What they kept calling regulatory was like the It's in the best in. It's in the interest of the United States to keep a United States-based company run by the United States and not
yes.
sell it to overseas because this guy's from Norway or whatever Sweden.
Yeah.
So they were pushing like, well, if our guy gets elected, he's probably going to push into this deal and like kill it dead by like doing investigations and shit.
Yeah, and that's why Kendall and Roman
right.
wanted
why,
him.
That's why they're pushing for him. That's why Tom. That's why they like pushed Tom to call the election early. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Mattson didn't want it because that means he might run into trouble with Congress. Mm-hmm. But that's why he picked an American CEO was to keep Mencken off his back, and Mencken was totally for that.
Dang,
and
you
that's
know
why,
we didn't have a Greg character in ours because
no,
Greg's,
we didn't.
Greg's
we
a little weasel the entire time. He's going behind everybody's backs. I'm like, God damn it, Greg! I love you, but you're so fucking annoying.
Yeah, the last season he really became such a dick. Like,
yeah,
I know.
He was caught between a rock and a hard place of like, I want to be part of the family, but I don't want to lose my job. It was they turned a sweet, nice boy into one of fucking them.
Yeah,
yeah, literally. He, that's a great way.
That,
to put
I mean,
it.
That was it.
Yeah.
One of the, he turned into one of the disgusting brothers.
The disgusting yeah. brother. I wish they said that like once, and that was it. And we were like, yeah, disgusting brother.
They said like a couple times in one episode, and then that was it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, man. What a fun time. We're
yeah,
fun
we could talk about Succession forever. Hey, if you want to talk about Succession with us, you can email us.
What is
I'm
it?
Sorry?
What is it?
Oh, what's the email?
Yeah.
Oh, the email. Oh, it's screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
And
you can send us an
email to find us.
Oh, it's not. It's we're actually on Twitter and Instagram.
What is
and
it?
TikTok.
What is it?
Our Twitter and Instagram. They're at Screenplay Pcast. The letter P. And Alec, what's our TikTok handle?
It is at Screenplay Podcast, I believe.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
But that's it. So you can get us in touch anyway. DM us. tweet us.
Tell your friends.
Tag us in a picture. Tell your friends about us. Give us five stars on Apple Music and Spotify and Stitcher and all the other ones that you listen on and can give five stars.
Oh, also, there's a new development in the podcast world. You can now listen. This is like very minor probably for most people, but it's new and I wanted to say it. You can actually listen to podcasts now on YouTube Music. So if you use YouTube Music primarily, you can look up Screenplay Podcast and you can find our podcast on there.
And you can watch us do Screenplay.
What? Yeah. No way.
On our YouTube.
And
also on the YouTube Music app, because we upload it as a video, you can like switch between like just watching it as like listening to it as a podcast, but you can also watch the video on the YouTube Music app.
That's right. Go on YouTube, search Screenplay, the improvised movie, and you'll find us.
Cool.
Excellent. And we'd love to take your suggestions for movies or TV shows to base an episode on. So again, hit us up because we love to hear from you.
We love you.
We love you. Well, that has...
Do we want to plug ourselves?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's how you find us that's how you find us together, but individually, you can follow us. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also follow me on YouTube. My YouTube hasn't been as hopping as it has been lately, but my TikTok, I've been posting some small 1 minute commentary videos, so you can go check those out.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jake Rubin. 27 on Twitter at Jake Rubin 69. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Well, that's been it for Screenplay, the improvised movie. We will catch you next time.
Next week. Same time, same place.
Sure.
No, it's not going to be.
We'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.
Light speed.